Follow-up from Matthew Smith, SMITH, on January 21st, 2013. Carbon copy to you. Richard Kuhn, KUEHN, 50-year-old man who was involved in a motor vehicle accident in the March of 2010 and then May of 2012, has been worked up in our clinic for chronic post-traumatic headaches, post-traumatic anxiety, and suspicion of post-traumatic thoracic outlet syndrome bilaterally. It returned for a follow-up period. EMG with the nerve conduction velocity of bilateral upper extremities were revealed evidence of bilateral sensory odor and sensory median neuropathy period. Patients still experience frequent headaches, anxiety, difficulty sleeping period. Current medications are Mobic 15 milligrams and nortriptyline 30 milligrams at night period. In the physical exam, well developed, well nourished men, no acute distress, has point tenderness in bilateral scalene muscles, bilateral pectoralis tenderness period, absence of maneuver, reproduced numbness in two medial digits in both hands. There was decrease in radial pulse on the left upper extremity period. His cranial nerves were intact. He's alert and oriented. Has mild, has tenderness in bilateral TMJ, strong in upper and lower limbs. Gait is stable, dependent reflexes, brisk and symmetric. Assessment number one, post-traumatic TMJ dysfunction. Assessment number two, probable post-traumatic thoracic outlet syndrome bilaterally. Assessment number next, chronic post-traumatic headaches. Assessment number next, post-traumatic anxiety period. Plan, continuous medications period. Will refer patient for Feldenkrais therapy period. Consider scaling blocks. Follow-up in 2 months with Dr. Feldman, saying you to get FPAC.